Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners here to Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the grand finale of the Ramadan Quiz 2016. And yes, in the studios here, listeners, it's all happening. MashaAllah, the staff members of Radio Islam International, members of the Rihla team, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward them all for the hard work, their dedication as well. And yes, we'd like to welcome Malana Shaib Asani, my co-host for the quiz. Maulana Asaniya Suhaibai Patel Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every time I join you, come with a different name, different surname. Just the name Suhaib stays. They decide that you add other names that you can't remember. And then more than just being a co-host, I think you should rather reword your sentence and rather say on the other side, who will be receiving all my punches.
Yeah, Ramadan has made my friend Mulli Suhaib very, very intelligent. See, Abdul Haq Panjbait in the studios, mashallah. Brother Faraz is here. Muhammad Amin, the newsreader. Maulana Baam is here, also Muhammad Baam. He's going to read for us opening Qiraat today, Mulli Suhaib.
Gee, we're going to have a short Eid night program that will be taking place. We have all these people here, very electrifying atmosphere that we have normally during the month of Ramadan. It's very quiet, just me, you, Chacha at the reception and engineer. But today, mashallah, the atmosphere is very electrifying. We can feel the atmosphere of Eid and how people are excited, more excited for your quiz and to listen to your jokes now, Maulana.
I think Maulana Suhaib Lasani wants to sing a nizam for us tonight.
Leave the nizam for Maulana Pirali. And then we have Brother Nu'man Panjbhai as well, and not forgetting our engineer, mashallah, working very, very hard behind the scenes. Brother Salim is on the other side, and receptionist at the bottom. All right, let's get down to the quiz, brothers. Can we have some space here? All right, Mulli Suhaib, we have, mashallah, we have four participants, four finalists, and the winner is going to get 25,000 rands, and runners-up gets 5,000 rands in tonight's quiz. So a lot of money been given away. We just gave away 5,000 rands about 10 minutes ago to the winner of the random acts of kindness. Congratulations to her sister. MashaAllah, your story really touched many hearts.
I would like to take this opportunity for your generous support, Maulana Kara.
Jazakumullah for your kind words, Suhaib. All right, so do we welcome our guests and our finalists on tonight's grand finale? First line number one, Zainab Qasim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ben. All right, Jazakumullah, sister. Doesn't have to be so much of tajweed. Zainab Qasim, mashallah, calling us from Newcastle. She's the first contestant. I'm probably going to read out the rules to you in a bit or two, okay?
Okay.
You are from Newcastle, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Jazakallah, all the luck. Qasim Alauddin, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qasim, how's it?
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Nice talking to you, my brother. And did you learn your door? I was worried. We tested you that night on Radio Islam. You made one mistake. I was very, very worried about you, my brother.
It's good, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. All went well for the Tarawih namaz?
All good, alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah. Next year you don't know your world, just open the Quran and read, it's fine. Okay, Sister Zainab is on the line, Mulli Suhaib from Lanesia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to your sister.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, and well done to you, sister, and all the luck for the contest, okay?
Jazakumullah.
And we have also the fourth participant, Brother Ilyas Hussain. Ilyas, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
You still fasting? It's Eid tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a happy, happy atmosphere, mashallah. Okay, Ilyas, you from Binoni?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, jazakumullah. And all the luck, okay, my brother? Jazakumullah. Let's read out the rules for the quiz, Mulli Suhaib.
Gee, before you read out the rules, Maulana Kara, the contestants, they are trying very hard. They try and please you. It's very difficult to please you. When they greet you with tajweed, you have a problem. When they don't greet you with tajweed, you still have a problem. It's very, very tough. I don't know how your family must be managing with you.
In fact, Mulli Suhaib, sir, one boy in school asked my son, is your father on drugs?
I don't blame him for asking that question.
Anyway, Jazakumullah, we're all learning, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Alright, the rules of the quiz is as follows. Listen attentively, like Shakespeare says, offer whatever hold your peace. Did Shakespeare say it? Or did Roosevelt say it? Qasim? Or did Mahatma Gandhi say the famous word? Or was it Shankar? All right, Swali Saib Sahib, the rules are as follows, brothers and sisters. We have four weekly finalists, mashallah, and a total of 8 questions will be posed to each participant. 8 questions to each participant. The breakdown is like this, brothers and sisters. 3 questions on Radio Islam programming, okay? 3 questions on Radio Islam programming, 2 questions on general knowledge, and 3 questions on Islamic knowledge, okay? Samajh mein aaya, brothers and sisters. All right. The programming question will consist of audio clips. They're going to play something to you, and you have to identify the voice in the audio clip. All right, that is quite simple, and you've got to listen to the clip and tell us who's the voice behind the clip. And each contestant will be given 7 seconds, a maximum of 7 seconds to respond to a question. And also in the event of a participant changing answer, the participant's last answer will be considered as final. All right. Also, a participant may request to have a question repeated. However, Molly Swaibs, the clock will be started. Okay. Also, very important is, dear listeners, we're going to be having, inshallah, 2 rounds. The 2 contestants with the most points will proceed to the second round. And the points from the first round will be carried through to the second round. Also, the breakdown of the questions for the second round is similar to the first round. Okay, my brothers and sisters? The winner is going to be 25,000 rands richer. He or she can retire tonight. Well, a plot somewhere in Karankua or in Mauritius. And live happily ever after.
What you giving away $25,000?
Retire to bed. Gee, 25,000 rands. MashaAllah. The runner-up is going to receive 5,000 rands. Okay. In the event of a tie between 2 or more participants at the end of the first round, a sudden death question will be posed to the questions or to the participants with equal points. And the one who gets the sudden death correct or the closest to the correct answer will proceed to the second round. Okay. Too many formalities, too many rules and laws, your brothers and sisters. Anyway, inshallah, Mali Swaib Sahib will be the Amir, and helping him is all our brothers in the studios, Faraz, Muhammad Amin, mashallah, is getting married soon as well. Gee, love is in the air, and also Nu'man Panjwai, mashallah. Okay, so Mali Swaib Sahib, are we ready?
Even he doesn't know he's getting married soon.
Okay, so brothers and sisters, are we ready?
Ready.
Sisters, are you ready? Sorry, Appa.
Ready, Murana.
Are you pala ready?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah, Ji. Okay, it's simple questions, not difficult. Winner gets 25,000 rands. Runners up, 5,000 rand. Okay. Wali Swaib Sahib, you can proceed first, my brother.
Okay, let's start with contestant number one. It is Zainab Qasim from Newcastle. You will be, from now on, will be regarded as contestant number one. Qasim Alauddin, contestant number two. Sister Zainab from Lanesia, contestant number three. And Ilyas Hussein from Binoni, contestant number four. So let's start with contestant number one. That is Zainab.
So Zainab, what is your number, Appa?
Number one, Mona.
No, Appa, you see what you're saying. She doesn't know her numbers.
Oh,
sister,
number one, Mona.
Zainab Qasim is... Oh, we have 2 Zainabs. One is Zainab Qasim.
And Sister Zainab from
And we
Lanesia.
Have Sister Zainab from Lanesia. Okay, okay, Appa. We have 2 Zainabs. Okay, mashallah. Well, Saib Sahib, go ahead, brother.
Okay, let's start. This is an additional category that we have added in the finals. And that is with regards to the sound clip. We are going to play for you the presenter's or the guest's voice. The first category is female presenters. So we're going to play for you female presenters. After you list, as soon as the clip is over, then 7 seconds will be given. You need to mention a name within that 7 seconds. Is that clear, Sister Zainab Qasim?
Yes, Mulana.
So we're going to play for you a clip, and the clip is about 10 seconds long. And after the clip is over, then within 7 seconds, you need to give us who is that presenter or guest.
After the 7 seconds.
Within that 7 seconds, you need to give us. The clip is 10 seconds.
Okay.
Once the clip is played, you will have 7 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Okay, so the first category is female presenters, and we're going to ask Mohammed Salim to play the first clip for you.
I mean, that's often a question. When you speak to somebody who's been attracted to Islam and has reverted to Islam, you wonder, you know, what's it like with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones? Because,
Abdullah.
You say Abdullah.
You say Abdullah, sister. Brothers in the studio, Can you guess? Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Who is it when he swipes up?
Gee, the correct answer is Sister Faiza Munshi.
Faiza Munshi is the answer, sister.
Okay, Malana.
Jazakallah for the rapa. Participant number two, are you ready? My brother Qasim. Okay, my brother, not good to listen to female voices, but we can listen to play for you one quick female voice. You can close your ears and answer, okay? Okay, my brother.
I'm going to keep them open.
And I keep one ear open.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. Here goes your question.
Would you like to know whether or not we'll see another Ramadan? And this is the perfect opportunity to make a change and to move away from the demands of the world and to...
Sister Zakira.
You seem to be knowing the sisters very well, brother.
I have help from both.
No, that sounds more like the Rabia Basriya of Hauteng Marishwaib.
Gee, the correct answer is Sister Fatima Mullah.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. Okay. Participant number three, Marishwaib, stop, go for it.
Gee, contestant number three is Sister Zainab from Lanesia. Are you ready?
Gee.
Is the line clear? Okay, we're going to play for you your clip, and inshallah, within 7 seconds after the clip is played, you need to give us the answer, Muhammad Salim.
So in Surah Maryam, we see a desire for offspring and correct tarbiyat of children spread out across the surah. Is it only natural to have...
Ummi Abdullah.
You say Ummi Abdullah, and what you say, Mulana Kara?
Ummi Abdullah, the first one said Ummi Abdullah, then we have... So Ummi Abdullah has got many, many children, it seems, as though Mali says, sir. Because every question is Ummi Abdullah. No, I don't think she's got so many kids. She's got one or two kids, Mali Swaib.
Yeah,
Appa, it is not Ummi Abdullah, it is Fatima...
Valji.
Fatima Valji, Mali Swaib, sir. Say the surnames correctly, my brother. If I don't say your surname correctly, you're gonna take me to task. Fatima Valji. Okay, Appa? Okay. Incorrect. Sorry for that, Appa. Okay, let's go to Ilyas Hussain. Ilyas, my brother, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready, brother? Here goes your clip. Listen attentively. Tell us who's the voice behind the clip.
Our show for today, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahiyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. We're going to be focusing today on a hadith.
Zakira.
Sorry? Zakira who, brother?
I don't know.
There's many Zakiras in this world. Which Zakira is this?
Not sure.
No, my brother, it is not Zakira, it is Zahira Karim. It is Zahira Karim, okay?
Yes.
Alright, when you save some, so nobody got any questions right.
Gee, so that was category number one, and we asked female presenters, our contestants needed to recognize who these voices were, and none of them got it correct, so 0 points in round number one.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Let's go to category two, weekend presenters. Category two is weekend presenters. Identify the voice behind the clip. Alright. Zainab Qasim, Mali Swaib Sahab, go for it, brother.
Gee, contestant number one, that is Zainab Qasim. Are you ready for weekend presenters?
Yes, Molana.
This is category two. Do you have any questions before we proceed?
No, Molana.
Okay, so we're going to play for you the clip again, and within 7 seconds, you need to tell us who are these weekend presenters. Muhammad Salim, play the first clip.
The key word here is consistency. So, for us being consistent with our fasting, with our tilawat of the Quran, even if it was a page a day, or 2 pages a day, you know, there's a very one...
Muhammad Saeed Laijada.
Sorry, Muhammad Saeed Laijada.
No, Molana.
Sorry, what did you say about Muhammad Saeed, who you gave a very long name? What is his whole name? Not his father's name, just his name. Muhammad who?
Saad.
Muhammad Saad who?
Jada.
Muhammad Saad Jada.
No, okay, I don't know, Molana.
Well, you say, sir, please introduce me to Muhammad Saad Jada, right?
There is a person by the name of Hafiz Saad Jada who does the Nizam Hour. So the name is wrong, but that's not a presenter we're looking for.
All right, Appa, sorry for that. Jazakum Allah.
Give us the correct answer, Molana.
It's Maulana Naeem Dokrat. The one that says, Inshallah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Okay. Ilyas bhai, are you ready?
It's Qasim bhai.
Oh, sorry, Qasim bhai.
Okay.
Qasim Alauddin, are you ready, my brother?
I am ready.
This one is quite simple. This guy likes to talk a lot. You'll make him out easily.
It's not you, is it?
See how you're describing yourself. You talk a lot. This is what Qasim is saying.
Qasim, I only talk biased things, brother. Alright, listen to this voice behind the clip. Who is he? Qasim bhai.
I came across something very beautiful, something interesting. It speaks about 33 benefits. 33 benefits of Ramadan. But of course, we know that...
MashaAllah. First point for tonight, mashallah. That is the first point on the board, Modi Sahib Saab. Qasim is the leading, he's leading so far. Let's go ahead, Modi Sahib Saab.
Gee, let's go back to the sister from Indonesia, Sister Zainab, who's contestant number 3. Are you ready? Remember, we are asking weekend presenters, so we're going to ask Mohammed Salim to play the clip. As soon as the clip is over, you will have 7 seconds.
The weekend presenter, sister, not the authors of the Golden Delight recipe books, okay? Okay.
Mohammed Salim?
Where Zulaikha was trying to seduce him, and then Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam sought protection from Allah, and eventually he opted to rather see himself in prison.
I don't know, Maulana.
Take your guess quickly, Appa. Ummi Abdullah again. See, no, it's not Ummi Abdullah.
You can say Abu Abdullah.
You can say Abu Abdullah this time. Because we're talking about males here. Hafiz Shakir Bayat is the correct answer. Alright.
Okay.
Jazakallah, sister. Okay, let's go with Ilyas Hussain. Ilyas, are you there, my brother?
Yes.
You seem to be knowing all the female voices, not the male ones. Alright, let's see how you're going to answer this one, my brother. Are you there, Ilyas?
Yes.
Here goes the clip.
But it can be your general Molana that taught you in a maktab, it can be an Afa that taught you in maktab, and also your school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must understand, when it comes, example, something like maths, when it comes something like English.
Molana Yusuf Umar.
Molana Yusuf Umar Puprivala. Okay, that was his kunniyat, not his proper surname is Umar, but the other kunniyat is what I said earlier. Yes, that is a correct answer. MashaAllah, Mari Sahib. So we have Brother Qasim and Brother Ilyas Hussain getting 1 point in the Category 2.
That is correct. So end of Category 2. The brothers are leading and sisters are following them. They have no points as yet. Brother Qasim and Brother Ilyas, both of them receiving 1 point, Molana.
JazakAllah, well done to the males. Okay. Let's go further, Mari Sahib. So let's go to Category 3. It's weekly guests. Weekly guests. Okay, sisters and brothers. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody is there. All right, when you say it's up, go for it, brother.
You're not sleeping, they're awake.
No, they're awake, gee.
So let's start with Zainab Qasim from Newcastle. We're going to ask you weekly guests, those that appeared and came on Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan. They came as weekly guests. You need to identify their voices, okay?
Okay,
hello. Let's start with Zainab Qasim. Are we going to play for you a clip? Then within 7 seconds, you need to give us an answer. Mohammed Salim, can you please play the clip?
But look at the broader aspect of it. Allah turned what seemed to be loss, what seemed to be defeat, into absolute success that even the people themselves were astounded. They couldn't believe their eyes.
I don't know, Mona.
Ummi Abdullah's brother-in-law. No, Appa, it is. Maulana Ahmad Akusab, mashallah. Wonderful advices Maulana Sab gave us during the month of Ramadan. May Allah bless him, Allah give him long life. Alright, JazakAllah, Appa. Maulana Ahmad Aku is the correct answer.
She used to come Friday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. and the topic was A Brighter You.
Anything else he used to do that you want to tell us, Mali Shaib?
She used to have other Nasiha programs during the course of Ramadan when you used to be not listening to Radio Islam at the time, Maulana.
Okay, Ji. Let's go ahead, brothers. My friend.
Ji.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Let's listen and let's see if you can answer this one. If you're going to answer this one, mashallah, you're going to get 2 points.
Okay.
Here comes your question. Here comes the voice.
Sometimes you find they will only find comfort. Mawlana Muhammad, Mawlana Yusuf.
Sorry?
Mawlana Yusuf.
You said Muhammad, Yusuf. Which other names are there, brother? Ibrahim, Yusuf. Any other names you can think about?
No, no.
Mawlana Hassan Rawat.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Jazakallah, my brother Ilya. Qasim, sorry for that.
No points for that. Mawlana, why don't you enlighten the listeners when this program would take place and what was the topic of the program? Now?
It's a month of Ramadan. It was on a Wednesday night. When you say it's trying to catch me, Wednesday nights after 10 o'clock.
What was the topic?
That's all about deen, my brother. Everything on Radio Islam is about deen, nothing else.
Wasn't sports.
It's not an entertainment channel, it is deen talk, brothers.
Not anything about sports.
No, 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 not about sports.
Harms of sin, that's all the topic.
Oh, now. Yes, chief.
Let's move on to contestant number 3, that is Sister Zainab from Lanesia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sister Zainab, inshallah, we're going to play a clip for you and you need to identify which weekly guest that was.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Respected listeners, elders, mothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
مولانا محمد أكو.
مولانا محمد أكو صاب. And where does مولانا come from?
I don't know.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. MashaAllah, it is مولانا محمد أكو صاب. First sister, first point. On the card sheet, scorecard sheet for you. MashaAllah. Okay.
Yes.
Well done. Ilyas Bhai.
Yes.
Are you ready? Ilyas, talk to me, brother.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, don't shout me. Here goes your clip, Ilyas.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the whole Quran, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفَ in Surah Luqman. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ. Listen, you have to do each and everything that your parent commands you, ask you to do.
Mawlana Yusuf Saider.
Mawlana Yusuf Saider. Who said Mawlana Yusuf Saider? Mawlana Umar Sitali, if he must hear what you said, he's going to bash you up. The answer is Mawlana Umar Sitali, sab. Okay, Ilyas?
Yes.
Okay, my brother. Nevertheless, you could have just said the all ulama, they all talking good things, you know. Okay. Now, when you say, sab, we're going to change the format a little bit. Like we said earlier, we're going to be playing a short nizam. We're going to change the format a little. We might ask the brothers first. And we're going to play a short nizam, a very short nizam. And we're going to ask the contestants to sing for at least, not to sing, you can say the words for at least about 8 seconds. Want to say it, sir?
Yes.
And you're going to have to say some words. Whatever you know, listen to it, and you're going to have to continue, you're going to have to finish the nizam. Not finish the nizam, but you've got to say it for at least about 8 seconds. Okay, brothers and sisters?
Okay.
Okay, Abba, and brothers in Islam?
Okay.
Okay. Listen attentively to the nizam. And brother, the males, inshallah, you can sing along in your voices. Top voice, you can, whatever you want to. You know, raise your voice, bring it down. Sing it nicely, okay? The nicer you're going to sing it, the more points you're going to give you. And the more money you're going to win. And the more richer you're going to get. Okay, brothers? Qasim, we're going to go with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Brothers, play it.
I don't know.
Equally, Samolani, Uila.
Right.
Something like that, brothers.
It's
all right.
Swahili.
Ji?
It's Swahili. I don't
Swahili,
know.
Swahili, Swahili. But I think you said 3 words correct, Malik Shaib, sir.
Ji, I think he...
MashaAllah, I didn't expect you were going to say that. Clever boy, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Sit, what do you say in Swahili, eh? Swahili, Swahili.
Ji.
Okay, MashaAllah. We're going to give you some points. All right. Okay. Ilyas, let's go with you, my brother.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Listen attentively. You're going to have to say not just one or two words. You're going to have to sing, my brother. You're going to have to sing, and we're going to give you some points. No jokes. You're going to have to sing nicely. You know, we learned in school that do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, mi, whatever it is, you know. So just sing it nicely. Okay, Ilyas?
Yes.
Okay. Here goes your clip, my brother. Listen attentively.
जब आया अब्बू को भी घर पर पाया उस लाखों दारोया गाया फिर मुन्ने ने शेर सुनाया अब्बू
अब्बू I don't know.
So you got to say something, my brother. We're not going to accept no as an answer. Say something about Abu. Anything you want to say about Abu?
Abu ko.
Abu ko what?
Abu kuch karna.
Abu ko kuch karna what? Machi pakna. Abu ko machri pakarna. Okay, my brother. You think about it. You're going to get back to us, okay? Yeah, your Abu is going to give you one hard kick. Okay, Mani Saif Saab, let's go ahead. Kasim, how many legs does a butterfly have? And how many whiskers does a butterfly have?
He doesn't have whiskers, Malana.
But he's got legs.
He's got legs, yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good. Mani Saif Saab, go ahead, brother.
Just before we continue with the next question number 4, now we're going to ask general knowledge questions. Now, Malana Kara, and to give the score so far, brother Kasim Alauddin has 1 point, sister Zainab has 1 point, and Ilyas Hussein has 1 point. And unfortunately, Zainab Kasim does not have any points as yet.
I'll just say it again. Zainab has got how many points?
Zainab Kasim, no points.
Okay.
Brother Kasim Alauddin, 1 point.
Okay.
Sister Zainab, 1 point.
Yeah.
Brother Ilyas Hussein, 1 point.
Okay, my brother. Jazakallah, I'm a bit slow, you know. You've got to just take it slow, bit by bit at a time.
No problem. I tolerated you all month, one more extra day to now.
Okay. Appas and bens and sisters and brothers, are you ready? This category is general knowledge category. All right.
All of them are multiple choice questions.
All are multiple choice, like Mani Shwebi said. Are you ready, Sister Zainab Qasim?
Yes, Mala.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Allah. Here goes your question. The place known as the roof of the world is 1. Tibet, 2. Vietnam, or 3. Korea?
1, Molana.
And what was 1, sister? Why do you say it's regarded as the roof of the world?
I just think it is.
Is the correct answer, Mali Saif Saab?
Gee, that is a correct
good
answer.
Good chance, mashallah. That brings you 1 point, sister.
It's a first point for this
evening. We're going quite well. I think we got each contestant has 1 point so far.
Gee, that's correct.
Jazakallah, sister. Okay, Mali Saif Saab.
Gee, let's move on to contestant number 2. Qasim Alauddin, are you ready?
Gee, inshallah.
As we said, it's a multiple choice question. So the question is, the country also known as country of copper is number 1 South Africa, number 2 Nigeria, or number 3 is Zambia?
Zambia.
You say Zambia. Zambia.
You say Zambia. I say you're from Zakaria Park. I say there's a lot of copper in Zakaria Park also. Mashallah, Zambia is the correct answer, my brother. Mashallah, excellent. You took a chance and you knew the answer, Qasim?
Someone helped me.
Sorry?
Someone helped me.
Who helped you? Be honest. Don't lie. Muslims don't lie.
Someone helped me.
Your wife?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, you're not married. Allah give you a good wife, inshallah.
Ameen.
And many, many children.
Ameen.
You like those duas, right? Okay. If I say Allah make you pious and make you satra musalla, that dua you won't say Ameen to.
No, I will, brother.
Okay. Okay. Sister Zainab, are you ready? Sorry, Appa?
Yes.
Oh, you are there, sorry. Just speak a little bit louder, Ben.
Okay.
Alright. Tomorrow is Eid, inshallah. Brothers, let's be happy. Jim. The country known as the line... Sorry, let me start again. The country known as the land of morning calm. 1. Korea. 2. Hong Kong. 3. Japan.
1.
We have intelligent people on board today, Mali Saif Saab. It is 1. The country known as the land of morning calm is Korea. Lovely, mashallah. Ilyasba, each one of them got 1 point in this category. My brother, you still to answer, okay?
Yes.
Inshallah, I hope you get it right.
Inshallah.
Mali Sahib, go for it, brother.
Okay, let's ask Ilyas Hussain. The question is, which country is known as the land of the midnight sun? Number one, Norway. Number two, United Kingdom. Or number three, Holland?
Norway.
Norway is the correct answer, mashallah. But he saves up. Each one got 1 point in this category. Excellent, mashallah. Making the contest very, very interesting. Each contestant getting 1 point. Full marks to each one of them. Mashallah.
Mashallah.
Jazakumullah, brothers.
It seems like they are really intelligent.
Very, very intelligent, G.
We should never underestimate these people.
Jazakallah. Let's go ahead, brothers.
Question number five.
Brother Muhammad Amin, you're sitting here like you know all the answers, my brother. Question 5 is politics. Question 5 is politics. Alright. Are you still there?
I think we're afraid of the next question, Mark.
Jeez, Zainab, are you there?
Yes,
I'm here. Okay. Well, let's go for it, brother.
Okay, let's start with Sister Zainab Qasim from Newcastle. Question number 5 is politics, multiple choice question as well, okay?
Okay.
Simple questions up, the winner gets 25,000 rands.
The question is, Oslo is the capital of which European country? Number one, Sweden. Number two, Norway. Or number three, Denmark?
Number two.
Norway.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, Molana.
You're very sure about this, sister?
Can we lock it, Molana?
Yes, it is a correct answer.
MashaAllah, that's his second point. So far, Molana, all the contestants are sitting on 2 points each.
MashaAllah, very good. Asim Bhai, Alauddin, are you ready?
Yes.
Here goes your question, my brother. The Hague is a city in which country? One, the Czech Republic. Two, Ukraine. Or three, Netherlands?
One.
What was one?
I think it was the Czech Republic.
No, my brother, not the Czech Republic. It is not Ukraine. The correct answer is Netherlands.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for that, Qasim.
Okay.
See, let's move on to Sister Zainab from Lanesia. Are you ready? Okay, what is the capital of Armenia? Number one, Yerevan. Number two, Tirana. Or number three, Van der Zer?
Number two.
The capital of Armenia, you say, is Apa? What did you say? What's number two?
Number two. I just took a guess.
No, but you got to say something with your sister. It's easy to say one and five and eight. You know, you got to say something with it. You got to back up your answer with some proof, Apa. So, what's the capital of Armenia?
I don't know.
Khalakzdal. No, Apa, it is Yerevan. Brother Muhammad Amin, it's Yerevan. Confirmed, thank you. Jazakumullah. All right, Apa, it is not Khalakzdal, it is Yerevan. Ilyas Bhai, are you there? Okay. What is the capital of Austria? One, Vienna. Two, Salzburg. Or three, Wels?
Vienna.
Yeah. That's the correct answer, mashallah. 1 point coming up your way, Moni Saib. So the first contestant had 1 point in this category. Brother Alauddin, nothing. And then we had
Sister Zainab, no point.
Sister Zainab, no point. And our brother Hussain. Ilyas Hussain has got 1 point there.
He's leading so far, Moni.
He's leading. He's got 3 points. Zainab has got two from them. Alauddin has got two. And also Zainab Qasim has got 2 points.
That's correct, Molana.
Thank you, my brother.
Your maths is improving.
Very, very good maths, too. Jazakumullah. All right, let's go ahead, brothers. Question 6. We're almost coming close to the end
already
of the first category, Jimali Sahib. I think halfway through.
We just started now.
We just started, but it's quite short, it's quite simple.
MashaAllah.
Will the winners share with us some money also, Mali Sahib? Qasim?
I'll buy you a pen, inshallah.
What do you say, you'll buy me
a? A big pen, 500 big pen.
A big pen?
Mm-hmm. You know those ones, the click pen.
Now you're going to sing for your money, my brother. I'm going to ask you a big questions. Now we're going to make sure you don't win that money.
Mara, I think we need to ask him for contribution for Mara Pirelli's jacket also.
Mara Pirelli's jacket also, G.
Inshallah.
Okay. Zainab, are you ready?
Yes, Mara, inshallah.
Okay. What do you say, sir?
Gee, let's start. The category we are going to ask you now, all four contestants, will be regarding Quran. And all these four questions are multiple questions. Yes.
Multiple questions. What do you mean, Malisha?
It's multiple choice questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You didn't hear the word choice in between.
Sorry. Apologies.
Accepted. No problem. Let's start with Zainab Qasim from Newcastle. Are you ready for Quran?
Yes, Mulana.
The question is, only one Nabi's mother, sister and wife have been referred to in the Quran. Is he Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, number two, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, or number three, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam?
Number two.
Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Mulana Karash, he says number two, what you say?
No, sister, not number two, it is number one, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, Appa?
Okay,
Mulana. Jazakallah. Qasim Alauddin, brother, are you there? Okay.
Mulana, why does it sound like he's so far away? Like Zakaria Park's another country altogether?
Yeah, it's sounding like he's from, the question we asked earlier was from Armenia.
But it makes sense because Mulana's wife is from there also.
He's also from there, G.
She's just a stone's throw away from here.
Yeah, but he's sounding very, very far.
Because of your presence here, you make people nervous in that, Mulana Kara.
Qasim, are you ready, my brother?
Inshallah.
Okay, where are you going for Eid?
I'm at home, inshallah.
You're going to be at home? Okay. Okay. Are we coming for supper, right?
Inshallah.
Gee, we asked for too many brides and suppers this Ramadan, what do you say? Qasim, here goes your question. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you say? You're going to give me one lousy big pen, eh?
I just said a pen.
Okay, let's see. Is Surah Furqan in the 18th or 19th juz named after one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two, the Qur'an Kareem, or three, the Kaaba?
The Qur'an.
MashaAllah.
I think he's disqualified. The clock didn't even start.
The clock didn't even start. MashaAllah, gave the answer. Clever boy you are. Everybody give him a round of applause.
Disqualified.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Qasim, excellent. Alright, so he's got now. Okay, we'll count later, Maliswaib. Contestant 3, here goes your question, Maliswaib.
Gee, are you ready, Zainab? Which surah in the 26 Jews is also known as Surah Al-Qital? Number 1, Surah Ahqaf. Number 2, Surah Muhammad. Or number 3, Surah Al-Hujurat?
Number 2.
Surah Muhammad.
Surah Muhammad, mashallah, is the correct answer, sister. Surah Al-Qital, it is Surah Muhammad. It is in the 26 Jews of the Quran Kareem. Jazakallah, Ben. Baisap, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes your question. You can ask your papa, your ummi, your mother-in-law, or your wife for the answers. No problem for this question, okay? Because I know you're going to get it wrong. Okay, Ilyas, here goes your question. In which surah is the longest ayat of the Quran Kareem? 1, Surah Baqarah. 2, Surah Tawbah. Or 3, Surah Al-Hajj?
Surah Tawbah. Surah Baqarah.
Right, you say Surah Baqarah, so what is the ayat, brother?
Sure.
You want to get the Quran Kareem quickly and we'll wait for you.
Ask another so we have to back him up.
Okay, my brother, it is a correct answer, mashallah. It is a correct answer. The longest ayat in the Quran Kareem is in Surah Baqarah, Mali Swayb.
Gee, that's correct.
So he's got another point. So far, mashallah, after six categories or six questions we have. Sorry. Zainab Mali Swayb, she's got two, right?
That is correct.
Our brother Qasim Alauddin has got three, right?
That's right.
Clever boy.
Gee.
Sister Zainab has got three, right?
Gee.
Also, mashallah, very clever. And Ilyas Hussein has got four, right?
Four. He's leading.
Gee,
that's correct.
Mashallah.
Okay. My score sheet also tallies up with your one, so it's
mashallah.
Correct.
Let's go ahead, brothers and sisters. Questions number 7. Okay. We're going to be having question number 7 and question number 8, and thereafter, inshallah, we come to the last and final category of the quiz.
So basically, they have two more questions.
Two more questions each.
Yes.
Can you guys smell the 25,000 rands? Okay. Zainab, here goes your question, Ben. Brother Salim, you're smiling. Nothing's coming up your way, my brother.
Maybe a big pen.
Maybe a big pen, gee.
Tell him what category, Mulana.
Apart from this, question number 7 is Islamic category. It is stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay?
Okay. Is it like a multiple question?
No, Appa, you're going to have to write an essay first.
Okay.
It's multiple choice question, stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, Islamic category. What is rape?
Gee, it is multiple choice questions. You need to tell us whether 1, 2 or 3. Are you ready, Sister Zainab from Newcastle?
Inshallah.
Okay, stories of the Anbiya. Your question is, how was Qarun related to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Was he Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's number one paternal cousin, or was he maternal cousin or nephew?
Number two,
it says maternal cousin.
Maternal and paternal, Appa, there's a very, very big difference. Okay? Normally in our families, it's just hagaiche, you know, connections.
Hmm.
But paternal and maternal is a very, very big difference. You want to tell us, brother, what is maternal, what is paternal, Abdul Haq?
Maternal M from the mother's side.
Oh,
it's an easy way to remember.
MashaAllah. Appa, the correct answer is one. It is paternal cousin. All right, apologies, Appa. No point for you there. All right. Alauddin.
Yes.
Kasim Bhai, let's go with your question, my brother. Simple question. Okay.
Yes.
What was the name of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son who refused to believe? 1. Kan'an. 2. Ham. 3. Sam.
Kan'an.
MashaAllah. Answered like a pro. 4 points coming up your way. That's the correct answer. It was Kan'an. Jazakallah.
Gee, let's move on to contestant number 3. That is a sister from Lanesia. Her name is Zainab. Zainab, are you ready?
Gee.
Okay, Malana, Kara is giving me dirty looks here, but that's probably on our own. Look at him. Question number 7, and to contestant number 3, that is sister Zainab. It's multiple choice. On the night of Mi'raj, which Nabi did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam meet in the third sky? Was it number 1, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, number 2, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, or number 3, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam?
Hazrat Musa
alayhi salatu wasalam. That's number 3.
Why you say so, sister?
I took a guess.
You took a guess up in life. You can't take guesses, too much of guesses. Lead a person in big problems when he's for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay. Muhammad Amin, who was he, Muhammad Amin? Who was he, my brother? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Jazakumullah.
He's not paying attention.
Pay attention, my brother. Please pay attention. Otherwise, you're going to make him stand up.
Make him stand in a naughty corner, Mullah.
Gee. Okay. Ilyas, are you ready, brother? Okay. Okay. Here goes your question. Did Jalut, Goliath, overpower the Banu Israel after the death of 1. Shamuel, 2. Yasa, 3. Hizqiel? Hizqiel, you say. Number 3.
Number 2.
The last answer you gave was Hizqiel before the 7 seconds.
Before the 7 seconds, you said Hizqiel. It's incorrect. It is Yasa. Okay, my brother.
Yes.
So, Malik's Rape Sahib is getting more interesting. Before we come to question number 8.
Last question.
Last question for this category, inshallah. Two going to have to walk away and go to bed tonight.
Early to bed.
Early to bed tonight, and two will continue, inshallah. Let's see what's happening, brothers. Zainab, are you there?
From
You've
Makata.
Just won 30,000 rand, Zainab. Oh, sorry, not as yet, Molly Saib-san. It's a little bit early. Zainab, you got 2 right.
Yes, Mona.
You got 2 right, mashallah. Qasim, Molly Saib-san, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 right.
Gee, that's correct.
Mashallah, very well done. Zainab, you have got 1, 2, 3 right.
From Lanesia.
From Lanesia, mashallah, Gee.
Zainab.
Okay, thank you for that, Molly Saib. And Ilyas Hussain has got 4 right. Ilyas is leading.
No, Ilyas
and Qasim has got 4 points each.
You see, this
it's a tie.
To constantly remind you.
Okay, jazakallah for that. So we come to the last question of the first section, Molly Swayipsab.
Last question to you.
Last question. Here goes the questions.
What category is it, Mulana?
This category is Islamic history, Islamic history. Sorry, Islamic category, Islamic history.
Mm-hmm,
I'm a bit hungry today, Molly Swayipsab. Zainab, are you ready, Ben?
Yes, Mona.
Okay. Well, go ahead, brother.
It's from Islamic history, as Maulana Kara said, multiple choice questions. You need to mention one of the three numbers or the names. Are you ready, Zainab from Newcastle?
Yes, Maulana, I'm ready.
At the time of his death, this great jurist made a bequest that 400,000 dirhams be distributed amongst the poor. Who is this faqih? Is it Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, or number two, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, or number three, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh?
It's number one.
Number one is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh.
MashaAllah, sister, that is indeed the correct answer. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi.
No, she said Imam Abu Hanifa and you sing MashaAllah.
Oh, sorry, Abba. I take it back. it is, you said, Imam. She said one.
She said one, Imam Abu Hanifa and you sing MashaAllah.
Oh, yes.
And the answer is Imam Yusuf, okay.
Sorry, Abba, what did you say? Can you make up your mind? What's the answer?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
So I'm also confused. What did you say? She said number?
One.
I said number one.
You said number one. So number one is incorrect. Abba, we told you it's incorrect. The correct answer is Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi is the correct answer. Number two. Okay. Qasim bhai, are you there?
Yes.
Don't take chances, my brother. Get to the answer. Okay?
Okay.
Why are you shouting, Imam?
He's my friend. Qasim is my friend. Qasim, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, my brother.
I don't think he's going to make you laugh.
He's got 4 points so far, Qasim.
Okay.
Make your family proud, brother.
Sure.
Okay. Did Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi live up to the age of 1, 80, 2, 90, or 3, 100? MashaAllah, that is the correct answer, Qasim.
Alhamdulillah, it was a wild guess.
It was a wild guess, alhamdulillah. But you got it right, my brother. Okay, alhamdulillah. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi lived up to the age of 90 years, subhanallah. Allah also give us long lives filled with afiyat, barakat and piety, Mali Swayb.
Ameen.
Ameen. Sister Zainab, are you ready?
Multiple choice question. The question is, in what year did Muhammad bin Qasim bring Sindh, a portion of the Indian subcontinent, under Muslim rule? Number 1, 93 AH, number 2, 95 AH, or number 3, 100 AH?
95 AH.
Afar is the incorrect answer. It is 93 AH.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for that. It's getting very, very interesting when you say yourself. I smell the money. I smell the dollars and the pounds.
I think the points will also be carried over to the next round.
The points will be carried to the next round, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay. So, Appa, the correct answer is 93 after Hijrah, and it's not 95 like you said. Ilyas Bhai, you are leading, brother. Not leading, sorry. Okay, if you answer this one correctly, that means you're going to come to a sudden death between...
There's no need to go into sudden death. The boat will proceed to the next round.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for that.
Last week is our mathematician today.
Yeah, he's a mathematician. Sorry for that. I'm a bit tired today, brothers. Ilyas Bhai?
Yeah.
Here goes your question, brother. In which year was Cyprus conquered by the Muslims? 1, 28 after Hijrah. 2, 38 AH. Or 3, 48 AH.
2.
What about 2?
Eight, eight.
Sorry? See, my brother, what does 2 mean?
38 AH.
No, the correct answer is, what is 28 AH.
Gee, that is correct. Your answer is correct, not Ilyas's.
Okay. Jazakallah. So, brothers and sisters, we come to the end of the first section of the course. It's already 10 to 10. We say Jazakallah to the contestants. Wali Swayb Sahib, let us count the points. Sister Zainab Qasim from Newcastle, she has got 3 points.
According to my calculation, it says 2, Malana.
Oh, sorry.
Makara's feeling generous tonight.
It is 2.
Yeah.
All right, it is 2. Jazakallah for that. Qasim Alauddin, my brother.
Yeah.
You have... 2 right, okay? It was nice speaking to you, my brother. Jazakallah for contesting. All the best. And enjoy your Eid and have a lovely end of the year. Okay, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
He doesn't want to go, my brother.
You don't want to go, my brother?
It's up to you, brother. If you want to kick me out, I'll stay in the naughty corner.
Well, I'm telling you, it was because of the Big Ten. That okay, was minus 3 points.
We're going to keep him on, inshallah. He done very, very well, Qasim. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points, Mali Swahib Saab.
Gee, and he takes that 5 points with him in the next round, mashallah.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Sister Zainab, you have 1, 2, 3 points, Mali Swahib, am I correct?
Gee, that is right also.
That is correct. And our contestant number 4, Ilyas Hussain, has got 1, 2, 3, 4 right. Ilyas has got 4 right. So Zainab's got 2, Qasim's got 5 points right, Sister Zainab has got 3, and Ilyas Hussain has got 4. So Mali Swahib Saab, unfortunately, we're going to say goodbye to the sisters, say Jazakallah for them contesting on the quiz. And unfortunately, every course, every competition there is just one winner.
She tough luck to the sisters. Normally in our class when we're teaching Molana Kala, the girls and the sisters are much more intelligent than the boys. But
that's why they say it's a known fact, Molly Swahib. I don't know.
Tonight, I think it's proven against it. But mashallah, I think all our this thing goes out to them. Our mashallah, they did hell of a well throughout the month of Ramadan. They won the daily prize as well as the
1,000
weekly.
1,000 rands, G. And the weekly is as well, G.
They won the weekly final. And they came on this evening, so it takes much of courage and also lots of hard work that brought them here. So we say Jazakallah for them to participate.
Sister Zainab, Qasim, Newcastle, Appa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ji, Appa, Jazakallah for contesting. You already won 1,000 rands. Jazakallah, like you always say, just one winner, but you've done very, very well, sister.
Okay. Jazakallah, Molana.
Any message for the listeners?
No, Mona. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Sister Zainab Qasim from Newcastle, Mona.
Jim. I don't know what she's crying about, Mona. So we made the lady cry. Qasim Alauddin. Okay, my brother, we're going to talk to you in a bit or two. Zainab, are you there, sister? Ji, from Lanesha Appa, Jazakallah again once again for contesting. You've done very, very well in the month of Ramadan. You won the quiz, you won 1,000 rands, you came to the finals, the weekly finals. You were the winner there as well. But unfortunately, tonight, you are not the winner, Appa. But you've done very, very well. Jazakumullah. And all the best, Appa.
Jazakallah.
Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge.
Ameen.
Jazakumullah.
Any message?
Eid Mubarak to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Appa.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. She won't say the workers of Radio Islam because she's out of the competition now.
No man actually would have wished us, but because of you, she didn't wish us.
I forgot one more thing. You should have asked them for maaf before they left.
Oh, yes. Ask them for maaf, inshallah. Ilyas, are you there, my brother?
Yes.
No maaf for you, brother. We're coming to the finals now. 7 minutes to 10 o'clock. We take a short break, inshallah. A quick tea break. Qasim and Ilyas, when we come back, we talk again.
Welcome back to Radio Islam International Time. Right now is 3 minutes to 10 o'clock. On this night of Eid, alhamdulillah, we had 4 participants and we are giving away 25,000 rand to the winner and 5,000 rand to the second place. We had Zainab Qasim from Newcastle, Qasim Alauddin from Zakaria Park, Sister Zainab from Lanesha, and Ilyas Hussain from Binoni. These were our 4 participants. Unfortunately, the sisters could not proceed to round number 2. So in round number 2, we have Qasim Alauddin with 5 points and Ilyas Hussain with 4 points. Mulana Muhammad Kara.
Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well done to all the contestants. Zainab, Sister Zainab from Lens as well. Yes, congratulations to Qasim and Ilyas for coming to the knockout finals tonight in the Ramadan finals. Ji, let's welcome our contestants. Qasim, are you there, my brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
MashaAllah, you said you're not married, eh?
I'm not saying.
I think that both are winners already, Mali Saab. Either one of them will walk away with 5,000 rands and the other will get 25,000 rands.
Why don't you make a deal, Molana Kara? Let's ask them who wants 5,000 rand and who wants 25,000 rand. We can end it right now. There's no need to.
Let's have 30 grand shared between 4 of us.
Is enough for mehr?
We all go home. We all have a lovely Eid.
Is enough mehr for both of them?
Enough mehr. You know what, Qasim? Qasim?
Si.
When you go and propose now for the girl, my brother, now you can tell them, you know what, I have money.
I'm already engaged, Malala.
Oh, you're already engaged. But now you can, boast a little bit. Now you can say I got more money.
You can see you were the winner on Radio Islam's quiz.
Gee, we'll be very proud of you.
Head it to the CV.
MashaAllah. All right, here we go, my brother. Category 2, knockout stages. You've got to tell us who's the female presenter here. Don't listen too much to the female voices, brothers. Okay. If you know the answer, tell us quickly.
Okay.
Are you ready, Qasim? We're going to go with you first, my brother.
Yes, Allah.
Here goes, tell us who's the voice behind the clip.
The 12 months of the year are like the 12 sons of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. And just as Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was the most beloved to Yaqub, the month of Ramadan...
Sister Amara.
Yeah, she's saying the year consists of 12 months. She's making like we don't know how many months in a year. Mashallah. Another point coming up your way, Qasim. One point coming up your way. Excellent. The answer is Sister Amara, Upper Amara.
Okay. Amara is listening attentively to our female presenters.
I'm going to tell his father, G. My safe sub, go ahead, Ilyas.
G, Ilyas, are you ready?
Yes.
Is the line clear? Ilyas?
Yeah, man.
Okay, we're going to play for you the clip and then tell us within 7 seconds, Muhammad Salim.
That was just one, or rather an introduction to prophetic medicine that we want to share with our listeners. And this is something that you can look forward to.
Sister Zenith.
MashaAllah, that is correct. You also
Sister Zenith or Upper Zenith, is she your sister? Correct answer, mashallah. Another point coming up your way, getting very, very interesting. 1 point to Qasim Alauddin and 1 point to Ilyas Hussain. Mashallah, going very, very interesting. Now, Qasim has got 6 points and Ilyas has got 5 points.
Mulana, it seems like the guys are listening to a lot of our female presenters. Huh?
Let's go to the male presenters now. Category 2, male presenters. Qasim, are you ready? Okay. Listen to the voice.
Okay, what are you brother saying? Ijaz Kur saying he'll go to Nando's or KFC. Brother Nazir Karolia saying he'll order Eccles for iftar and extra for Siri.
Manajad Saad. Saad Jada.
Manana Saad Jada. No, it's not Saad Jada. It's Ijaz Khan talking about Eccle wires and all the food. This guy always has a burger in his mouth. Ijaz Khan is the answer, not Maulana Saad, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my brother Qasim, sorry for that.
Gee, let's move on to contestant number 2.
Are you tired, Mani Sahib? You are yawning, brother?
No, I'm not yawning. I was counting the score.
Oh, brother. Okay, sorry for that.
You know what's a yawn? are you ready, brother Ilyas?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play the clip for you. Listen to the clip.
Okay, Fusari, for me, it's not much of an issue. I'm not the one who has dal and rice, right? A toaster is fairly easy to operate. Mm. Not to say that I'm independent, but, you know, it's...
Rather to fail, but yeah.
Yeah, this guy is making like he's a cook. He says he's dal and rice and he makes an egg for Fusari. I don't think he can make a cup of tea for himself. Okay, Tufail Patel is the correct answer. MashaAllah, it's getting more and more interesting. So, Malik Swayb Sahib, we have now, let's see, 5, 6 points to
Qasim
and 6 points to Ilyas.
No, 6 points to Ilyas, that's correct.
Sorry, Malik Swayb?
6 points to Ilyas, Malana Kara.
Thank you so much.
Now you can hear me properly.
Okay, I can hear you. Okay, question category 3, weekly guess. Qasim? See, my brother, weekly guess, okay?
Okay.
Listen to the voice attentively. You've got 7 seconds to answer. Okay, here goes the clip.
Yes, Marana, in the case of inactive bank accounts, my assumption is that many a time, many women who don't have a regular income or don't have anything to do with their bank account.
Brother
Fusari,
can you repeat the question?
No. It's not...
Well, I forgot his name.
Yeah, okay. You thought of economics and you just said Maulana Sattariya Sahab. Okay. It's not Maulana Sattariya Sahab, it is Maulana Muhammad Hafiji.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry for that, Qasim.
It's okay.
See, let's move on to contestant number 2, Ilyas Hussain. That was Maulana Mufti Muhammad Hafiz from EcoFund Jamiat Ulama South Africa, EcoFund Desk. He has a Tajir program on Tuesday mornings.
Very high terminology you're using, brother. EcoFund.
Was it bigger than Maulana Sahib?
Okay, let's go to Ilyas. Are you ready, Ilyas, for your weekly guest question?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play the clip for you.
giving charity cools the anger of Allah. وَتَدَفَعُ مِيْتَكَ سُوءٍ And it safeguards a person from an unpleasant death. You know, people speak about insurance.
أنا يحيى بام أنا محمد بنكا
Malana Mohammed Venka is the correct answer, but unfortunately it came after 7 seconds. Within 7 seconds you said Malana Yahya Bam, so we'll take that answer.
Okay.
Yes.
Alright, my brother. Sorry for that. You should have said the correct answer within 7 seconds and not after 7 seconds. Alright. So far Qasim has got 5, 6 points and Ilyas also has 6 points. Okay. Here we go with question number 4. We're coming to the end of the quiz, almost to the end of the quiz. Just a few questions remaining. Let's see, Molly Sabe, who's going to be the winner of the 25,000 rands and who's going to walk away with 5,000 rands. 25 grands. Lot of money, my brothers.
Both are winners.
Both are winners already.
Hmm.
Okay.
Malana, one question. Why did you put a partition, a perla section between you and Malana Swabia?
No, I'm hanging my kurta up here. This Malana up here really wet my kurta.
Can I describe to the listeners what I have to go through, what I'm sitting in front of?
You can tell them, Malisa.
How you dressed in your vest and all the curry marks on your vest that is there.
Malana Swabia, it's very inappropriate. I think just stop there.
Every day, Abdul Haq, every day when you're landing your door between Maghrib and Isha, has to come such innocently without doing anything and tell me, Molana, stop gobbling that samosas down and a talim mark on your beard and all that. But I was just sitting normal, so it's time to pay back now.
Molana, yeah, that doesn't make sense why the parda section is up between you, Molana Kara, and yourself.
See, we have love.
The aircon is on, I'm trying to get the skurta dry.
Love and hate relationship.
See, Molly Swaib Sab, are we coming to question number 4?
Gee, question number 4 in the category is general knowledge. So we're going to ask them general knowledge questions and it will be multiple choice questions.
Are you ready, brothers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Qasim, we're going to go with you first, okay?
Yes.
Mali Yusuf Umar, he's, mashallah, eating that burgers and he's gobbling it. Enjoy it, my brother, enjoy it.
Mali Yusuf thinks it's a seri program.
Okay, general knowledge category, brothers. Qasim, here goes a question, multiple choice question, okay? Which bird is the international symbol of happiness? 1. Sunbirds. 2. Bluebird. 3. Starlings.
Bluebird, yeah.
Symbol of happiness, bluebirds. They are also found in Zakaria Park. Mashallah, the correct answer. Yeah, another point coming up. Qasim Alauddin's way, mashallah, getting more and more interesting. He's sitting now with 7 points.
Gee, that's correct. And Ilyas has 6 points.
Ilyas, you got 6 points, my brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
True, the people from Darul Zakaria, they are always happy, Malana. That's why they have the symbol of happiness. They have those birds in the madrasa. If you go to the museum of Darul Zakaria, yeah, they also have a small zoo there outside Hafiz Bashir's house. You'll see some animals there.
Mashallah, ji. Wonderful institution, subhanallah. Great, great ulama from there. In all our Darul Ulums.
MashaAllah.
Allah preserve our ulama kiram. Allah give them long life, good health, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
Ameen, ameen.
Ameen.
Okay, let's start with Brother Ilyas Hussein. Ilyas, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, your question also, general knowledge and multiple choice. Question is, which city is the biggest center for manufacture of automobiles in the world? Number 1, is it Tokyo? Number 2, Beijing? Or number 3, Detroit?
Detroit.
Detroit is the correct answer, mashallah. The biggest center for the manufacturing of cars in the world, it is Detroit. When you say, mashallah, my brother.
You do the car programs. Did you know this answer, Malana Kara?
No. Mm. Until yesterday, no. Mm. See, let's get political now, brothers. Let's talk parliament. Okay?
Okay.
Question number 5 is politics. Qasim, we go with you first.
Okay.
Not so much politics, but more general as well.
Okay.
Depends on how you look at it. Okay.
Okay.
Simple, my brother, simple. True or false, Argentina is the largest country in South America.
True.
No, my brother.
It's Brazil.
Yeah.
I was confused between the two.
Sorry?
I just got confused between the two.
Yeah, it's alright. Now what are you going to do, my brother? You just lost 25 grand. It's a big loss for you, eh? Okay, the answer is false, my friend. It is Brazil, okay?
Okay.
Qasim, gee.
Yes.
Ilyas?
Yes.
Are you ready, Ilyas?
Yes.
Yours is also true and false, okay? Ilyas?
Yes.
Okay. The question is, as per 2014, Delhi was the most populated city in the world. True or false?
False.
I think just by one split second.
One split second. Delhi, Delhi. Gee, true or false? As per 2014, Delhi was the most populated city in the world. Mali Yusuf Umar? Not. Gee, it is false. It is. What's the correct answer, brother? Gee? Calcutta? No, my brother, not Calcutta. It is Tokyo. Well, Yusuf Umar, there's a big difference between Tokyo and Calcutta and Delhi. All right. MashaAllah. So we have, Mali Swahib Saab, we have 5, 6, 7 points to brother Qasim Alauddin. And we have...
Leader,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points.
He's leading, yes. Ilyas is leading now.
Ilyas is leading, subhanAllah. So we have 7 points to Qasim, and Ilyas has got 8 points.
Very close contest, Maulana.
It's a very, very close contest, mashallah. We have still approximately another 3 questions to go, brothers.
3 more questions, yeah.
3 more questions. Let's see who's going to walk away tonight with 25,000 rands. We're going to keep you postal orders. You'll get it next year, Ramadan. Okay. Question number 6, Quran Kareem. Qasim, are you there, brother?
Indeed.
Are you ready?
Inshallah.
Okay, listen attentively. How many surahs in the Quran Kareem commence with the word Hal? 2, 3, or 6?
2.
MashaAllah, excellent. That is the correct answer, 2. Good hafiz he is, MashaAllah. Allah increase you in ilm and knowledge.
Ameen.
Learn your door better next time, my brother. You made 2 mistakes last time, eh? Yeah, it happens, you know.
Which 2 surahs, Mawlana? Tell us quickly.
It is Surah Al-Dahr and Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Hal ataka hadith al-Ghashiyah and Hal ata ala al-insani hin. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Kya baat, kya baat.
Qari Muhammad Kara.
SubhanAllah. Can you say your tarawih again, Mawlana?
Tarawih is over, Mawlana Sahib.
Gee. Mawlana Sahib Sahib, Ilyas Hussain.
Ilyas, are you waiting?
Yes.
Let's carry on. So far, Mawlana Kara, they both have 8 points.
8 points,
eight points each. Let's
and
see
if Ilyas answers this one correctly, he's in the lead again.
Again, let's see. Ilyas, your question is, how many times do the word Iman and its derivatives appear in the Quran? How many times does the word Iman and the derivatives appear in the Quran? Number 1, 800, number 2, 805, or number 3, 811?
805.
You say 805.
805. You say 805. When he saves up, we say it's not 805. How many times do the word Iman and its derivatives appear in the Quran Kareem? It is 811. 811, my brother.
Just like how you mentioned the 2 hal, can you just mention this 805 very quickly?
811 times. The word after Iman. What is safe? We have just 2 questions remaining.
Gee, and the score is 8-8.
2
eight.
Questions remaining and the score is...
8-8.
8-8. Very, very close contact, brothers. Contest.
And the difference is between 15,000 rand.
And the difference is a big difference of 20,000 rand. What is safe? We can go to bed, brother. Yeah, we're both tired, gee. All right, mashallah. Qasim, are you there, brother? Okay, 2 more questions, my brother. Both sitting on 8 points each. We can all smell the 25,000 rands. Okay. This one's a bit tricky.
Okay.
Qasim.
What category, Mawlana?
Category is stories, Islamic category, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Okay.
Okay.
Was Ayyub alayhi salam from the Banu Israel or was he an Arab?
From the Banu Israel.
That's why I told you it's tricky, my brother. You'd have caught up. He was an Arab.
Oh.
Okay, that his one got
is,
you.
His name is not an Arabic name, that's why.
That's why we caught you. That was the purpose of the question, my brother.
Okay. I don't listen to your agenda, Vimaka.
Yeah. Apologies for that, Qasim. Okay. Are you ready, Ilyas bhai?
Okay.
I think Ilyas is also tired.
Ilyas is also tired. It took him 10 seconds to say G.
Okay, let's see if you answer this question correctly. You will be leading once again. Otherwise, the score will be the same. The question is, are you ready, Ilyas?
Okay.
Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was 6 months or 8 months earlier than Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Six months, my brother, Mari Yusuf Omar. 6 months is the very correct answer, mashallah.
Mashallah, 9 points.
9 points coming up your way, Mari Swaib Saab.
That means Qasim has to answer this one correctly.
Qasim, you're going to have to answer this one correctly, my brother. Do or die, you have to answer. Make a plan. You can call your Muhtamim Saab, you can call all your Hagas, you can call your in-laws to be as well, but you got to answer this question, my brother.
Inshallah.
You have to answer to stay in the competition.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. Otherwise, no,
give him some motivation. Tell him
otherwise,
it's the difference between the minimum meher and the Kruger coin.
Gee. Unless you're going to bet him your whole life to pay your meher, my brother. Yeah, they're going to ask for big amounts and they're going to regret. That's an attempt to be okay. Okay, my brother. It's question number 8, Islamic category, Islamic history. Okay. Which Abbasid ruler established a center of learning known as Baytul Hikmah? Was it 1. Harun Rashid or 2. Mamun?
Mamun Rashid.
MashaAllah, Mamun. We never ask you for surname and all his babdadas. Mamun is correct, MashaAllah. Mamun is correct. That is the correct answer, MashaAllah. Okay, getting very, very interesting. Okay, so Mari Swaib Saab, what happens now is we got 8, 9 points to Brother Qasim. Ilyas, you're sitting with 8 points. This is a big moment for you, my brother.
Oh, he's also got 9, Molana.
Oh, sorry, Mari Swaib Saab. Sorry for that.
No problem.
He's got 9 points.
Both of them are sitting on 9 points.
Okay, so Ilyas.
Okay.
If you answer this one correctly, you're the winner of 25,000 rands, my brother. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you answer it incorrectly, then we need to go for sudden death to come up with a winner. So are you ready, Ilyas?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The final question for this evening, Molana Kara.
It's about Shaka.
King Shaka.
No, Shaka.
Don't confuse him. We'll still stick to Islamic history.
Islamic history, okay.
Yeah.
Ilyas, not Shaka. It's not our concern now. It's Islamic history, okay? Okay, here goes your question, Mali Swaib.
The question is, was Nizamul Mulk the wazir or the advisor of, well, number 1, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, or number 2, Malik Shah?
Malik Shah.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer, my brother?
It's a question of 25,000 rand.
The question of 25 grand, my brother. Don't let the country down. Don't let your family down. Think properly. We're going to extend another 7 seconds.
Can we log the answer?
Is that your final answer, brother?
Yeah.
Malik Shah or Malik Shah?
Malik Shah.
Or Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi?
Or Malik Baba Shah?
You can extend the time. What's your final
answer? Correctly, Manakara will take off 5 grand just for the pronunciation.
Okay, Mari Swaib Saab. We have our winner for tonight. MashaAllah. Brother Ilyas Hussain is the winner tonight of 25,000 rands on Radio Islam Squares. MashaAllah to you and to your family.
Jazakallah,
my brother. How do you feel, Ilyas? SubhanAllah, I'm sure you must be so happy. Your entire family must be so happy, my brother. 25,000 rands. You've done like very, very well.
Sounds like the whole of Binoni is sitting in his house there, Molana. MashaAllah, Ilyas Hussain, you are the winner for 2016 competition and you will receive 25,000 rand. That was the last, that was the, loudest that he mentioned. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Before that, he was very quiet,
because
very
we
soft.
Asked him, how are you, G? What's your name, G?
You even told him in
where are you from, Binoni?
You even told him in the beginning, are you fasting?
Yeah, MashaAllah, now he said, Alhamdulillah. Now he woke up.
Now he screamed.
Nice, baby. MashaAllah, Ilyas, how do you feel, brother? How do you feel, my friend? Tell us. Ji and Shukar, mashallah. And how are you going to spend your money? Are you married?
Oh, no, I'm not married.
And now you can get two wives one time. You got a lot of money. 25,000 rands, my brother. You can have a good time. 25,000 rands. Mashallah, it's yours, okay?
Allah.
And we never say I'm going to give it to you all in this year, next year, or in the coming years. All the luck, my brother. Jazakumullah so much. Allah increase your ilm and knowledge. It was lovely talking to you, my brother. It's a learning process. We're all learning together. Myself and Mali Shaib Sahib have learned a great deal as well in this Ramadan course.
Yes.
Just hold the line. And my brother Qasim Alauddin, are you there, my friend?
Yes.
Qasim, I must say, really, you answered very, very well. The first time you called in as well, you were the winner of 1,000 rands, weekly finals as well. You answered very, very well. And tonight, really, honestly, Mali Shaib, towards the second section, I thought Qasim's going to walk away with the 25,000 rands. Yes. Unfortunately, Qasim, but you've done very, very well, my brother. Allah increase your ilm and knowledge as well.
Ameen. Jazakumullah ahsan al-jaza. I'd like to congratulate the other brother. And Jazakumullah to the whole Radio Islam crew. The whole experience, every night we'd listen attentively, Mu'akara and Mu'ashuhayb going at it at each other. It was very enjoyable. Jazakumullah.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah so much, Brother Qasim Alauddin. We request your du'as as well, my brother. If we said something unintentional, it was never to hurt anybody, it was just lighter-heartedness. Next time, study harder. Qasim, you're a good brother, mashallah. Jazakallah so much. Okay, my brother. Nice talking to you.
Qasim is doing his Alim course also.
My brother, what year are you doing?
In class.
We just finished Mishkat.
Oh, you finished Mishkat, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength, inshallah.
Ameen.
Jazakallah, you make dua for all of us. And ask your beloved father also to make dua for all of us.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, Qasim, all the best. Have a lovely Eid, okay, my brother?
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Ilyas? Again, G. My brother, Jazakallah, for contesting. You've done very, very well during the entire Ramadan. All the luck, my brother, and all the best. And what's your final message to our Radio Islam listeners?
Jazakallah, Mulana. Big dua for me and my family, and Eid Mubarak to everyone at Radio Islam and all the listeners.
Jazakallah.
Gee, brother Ilyas, before we let you go, maybe a brief background about yourself, what you're currently doing or you did.
Yeah,
how naughty you are.
I finished his in 2013.
Oh,
and now I'm in matric this year.
Oh, so, subhanAllah. You performed Tarawih Salah this year? Ilyas?
Yeah.
Did you perform Tarawih Namaz this year?
Yeah.
You performed Tarawih Namaz?
Tarawih.
MashaAllah. Can we test your door on air now? Oh, leave it for next day. It's quite late. We're all tired.
Well, I just got a message from someone asking if Brother Ilyas is looking to get married. So I don't know if they're asking due to his knowledge or due to the prize money that you just got.
You're making tashkil on Abdul Haq. But Jazakallah, congratulations to you, Brother Ilyas. I think you have done exceptionally well. This is also a learning curve, not only for us here at Radio Islam, but I'm sure for many listeners also. That's one of the reasons we give out the answers, so that in case only two or three people are participating, but there's thousands of people are listening and benefiting, Mulana Kar.
Jazakallah, we're all learning, Mali Saif Sahib. We learned a great deal as well. And inshallah, we hope that our listeners also learned a great deal. And Ilyas, Jazakumullah, once again, Allah make your studies easy for you. Inshallah, Allah make you a strong hafiz. Allah make you an alim as well. Allah make you pious. Allah give you a good wife. Amen. And yes, all the luck for your matric examinations. Allah make it easy for you.
Make dua for me.
Inshallah, my brother, you also make dua for all of us. So, salams to your family. How are you going to spend the money? Because the 25 grand is spinning in my head, you know.
It's 26,000, what's that 1,000?
Yeah, what's that 1,000, 26. How about sharing it between me and Mali Saib?
Some easy money.
We'll talk after the program. Jazakallah, my brother Ilyas. All the best. Have a lovely Eid. I'm sure you're going to have a lovely, enjoyable Eid. And take care, my brother. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah, Mali Saib Sahib, your final remarks before we terminate, my brother. I had enough of you. I need to go to bed now.
Gee, I also want to say, I would like to ask for maaf also, Mulana Kara, that you troubled me a lot, but I'm asking for maaf. On your behalf, I'm asking for maaf. And then also to our listeners that during the month of Ramadan, it's just light-hearted moments. You said whatever was done unintentionally, I don't think it was done unintentionally. You did it intentionally, but we're still asking for maaf, and I'm sure our listeners will forgive us. Sometimes people did not understand your nature and didn't not know you, so maybe they felt offended. But it's a night of Eid, night of prize giving, night of forgiveness also. So we ask you for forgiveness, and inshallah, I'm hoping that they will forgive us, Mulana.
I mean, inshallah, jazakallah. I'd like to say again, I'm going to reiterate what I said, sir. If we tease anybody, it was just light heartedness. And alhamdulillah, the contestants throughout the month of Ramadan done very, very well, Mali Saib, sir.
Yes, this year it was something different. We had additional categories. And from a broad subject matter also, we had different questions, which, mashallah, our contestants every night, they did quite well. And also those that did not participate, some people didn't participate. I know so many people. Like, just to take one example, Maulana Khaldin, he listens to our program. I call him Sheikhul Hadith. He teaches Bukhari, mashallah. So he says that his family just rolls on the floor every day when Maulana Khala starts the program. But he just benefits, he just listens and benefits. So there are many people that just enjoy the program, they just listen to the program, and they enjoy the program.
JazakAllah Mali Saib Saab, it was alhamdulillah, lovely hosting the program with you. I felt very easy, you know, with you being around. That's why when you're not around, I phoned you 3-4 times. Saib Saab, please come early, please come quickly. JazakAllah for inspiration, for your help as well.
No, the reason why I sit in your company is that my isla is made. I feel very inferior after I leave the program. So there's no kibber and there's no pride coming to my heart.
JazakAllah. Special thanks to Mufti Musaji as well, Mala Ibrahim Daya, for putting the questions together as well. Alhamdulillah, done work, great work been done from them. Our engineer Saab, mashallah, Brother Salim, working very, very hard around the clock. Brother Salim, JazakAllah. And Mala Saib Saab, you were talking about the day of Eid a few minutes ago. Like we said, it is a day of great happiness, great joy and happiness for the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding this, we find that, you know, while the day of Eid is a day of immense happiness, we cannot remove the sense of sorrow that touches our hearts at the thoughts of our suffering Muslim brothers and sisters in many parts of the world, like for example in Syria, Iraq, Kashmir, Yemen, Afghanistan, Myanmar, in any part, in different parts of Africa, as well as our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated unjustly, you know, in so many parts of the world. Make dua for them, inshallah al-Aziz. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant afiyat and stability to the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
She also wants just one or two advices from my side with regards to the month of Ramadan, that we, alhamdulillah, we spend the month of Ramadan diligently. We woke up early parts of the morning. We went to sleep late at night. We carried out lots of ibadat. We need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. And we need to, in order, one of the signs of acceptance of our ibadat is that we need to continue this after the month of Ramadan. Whatever tilawat of the Quran we made, we need to extend it after the month of Ramadan. The namaz that we performed in the masjid with extra nawafil and sunnah salat that you perform, the tarawih salat. Throughout the year also, we need to keep the spirit of Ramadan alive. We need to continuously doing good actions. And also one hadith with regards to this night, Mawlana Kara, is that man qama laylata eidaini muhtasiban lam yamut qalbahu yawma tamutul qulub, that whoever spends the night, two nights of Eid in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart will not die when hearts will die on a day of Qiyamah. So this is one of the virtues of benefits of spending this night of Eid in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in Lataiful Ma'arif. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned, and that there are five nights that the du'as are readily accepted. Among those five nights, the two nights are the nights preceding to the day of Eid. That means this night that we are witnessing, where our du'as will be accepted. So let's spend it in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's spend the night, perform our tahajjud salah, wake up a little bit early, and then also perform our fajr salah with jamaat also, Mawlana.
I mean, jazakumullah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make amal. Yes, we miss the days, Mawlana Saib Saab, the tarawih namaz tonight. We miss, subhanallah, you know, Quran Kareem recitations, du'as been made. Yes, it is, you know, with a great sense of great sadness that we depart the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the beautiful days and the fragrant nights of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan was the month of the Quran Kareem, the month of sabr, of piety, of mercy, forgiveness. We bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. And yes, inshallah, may the departure of Ramadan find us as better individuals than what we were at the arrival of the month of Ramadan. To all of our radio Islam listeners, inshallah, have a lovely day. Eid Sa'idun Sa'idun. Eid Mubarak to one and all, inshallah. And have a lovely Eid. Ramasal Muhammad Kara, Mawlana Suhaib Saab, Abdul Haq, Hafiz Abdul Haq Panjbai, Brother Faraz, Nu'man Panjbai, and our engineer, Brother Salim, and also the receptionist at the bottom, request for special du'as. Fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.